Stark, this was dictating on William Rhodes. Rhodes is Rhoades. William Rhodes. Rhoades. Date of birth is 8/9/47. Date of visit is 11/22/24. Please make a copy for Dr. Benjamin Peck, MD. Benjamin Peck. BENJAMIN Peck, PECK. The date of consult is 11/22/24. Next paragraph. Chief complaint. History of COPD. Next, history of present illness. This is a 77-year-old male with a history of smoking for over 55 years. Has had COPD and complaints of shortness of breath with activity, and has been treated for atrial fibrillation period. The patient was previously smoking 2 packs per day and presently cut down to about 6 cigarettes per day. And he did have a recent chest CT done by his cardiologist, Dr. Elsakar, E-L-S-A-K-R, Dr. Elsakar, period. The CT chest on 10/28/24 showed a 4 millimeter subpleural nodule in the right lower lobe and scarring in the left lower lobe and predominant centrilobular emphysema. He also had a large heterogeneous mass in the superior mediastinum with some mass effect on the trachea, and this seems to arise from the inferior thyroid gland. The patient has shortness of breath with activity. He has cough and sputum production, denies hemoptysis, and denies recent weight loss period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for right carotid endarterectomy. Carotid endarterectomy in 2022. And history for partial thyroidectomy in 1984. He also was treated for prostate cancer in 99 and had radiation therapy to the prostate period. He had a cholecystectomy in 07 period. The patient has been a diabetic for 3 years and has history of hypertension for 20 years. Next paragraph, allergies none listed. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 2 packs per day for over 50 years. Presently smokes 6 cigarettes per day. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease at age 93. Mother died of old age at 92. Next, review of systems of patient. No recent weight loss or fatigue. He has had cataracts, no glaucoma, no sore throat or hoarseness, no urinary burning, but has frequency and nighttime awakening. He has hay fever. Also has wheezing and shortness of breath and cough. has no abdominal pains or reflux, but has diarrhea. Then has chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations and has anxiety. He has easy bruising. He has muscle stiffness. Then has headaches, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, med list included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, Lasix, 20 milligrams daily. Isradil, 30 milligrams daily. Xanax, 0.25 milligrams PRN. Levothyroxine, 112 micrograms daily. Aldactone, 25 milligrams HF. Glipizide, 5 milligrams BID. Corec, 25 milligrams, 2 tablets, BID. And Eliquis, 5 milligrams, BID. Felodipine, 10 milligrams daily. Crestor, 20 milligrams daily. And started on Chantix to quit smoking. And also on nebulized albuterol and Atrovent solution, TID. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema, blood pressure 138 by 80, pulse 75, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 225, saturation 97. HENT anomalous, pupils are reactive, tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation, neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, so an S2, no murmurs. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities will no edema. Mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Neurologically, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is anterior mediastinal mass, possible thyroid mass with tracheal deviation. Number 3 is lung nodules. Etiology undetermined. Number 4 is diabetes mellitus. Number 5 is hypertension. And number 6 is nicotine dependency. Next plan, the patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch in addition to Chantix. Also, it was advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilator study. And advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the mediastinal mass. The patient may need to be referred to thoracic surgery to hopefully resect the upper mediastinal mass. And he was also started on Breztri Aerosphere, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. And continue the nebulized albuterol solution, QIDPRN. A follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Ashraf Elsaka, Ashraf, A-S-H-R-A-F, Elsaka, E-L-S-A-K-R. MD, thank you.